Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome. We're in the fall. It's going so fast this year. It's amazing. I still remember January. So it's kind of fun when you get into that experience of really being present with the way this year of nine is unfolding and what it all means and the benefits of it all. So as we move through the closure of this year, it's kind of nice to be able to what's coming through and the benefits of it all and how to stand strong in your confidence and in your strength and in your courage and commitment and so forth. And so this blog talk show that I do is about awakening your inner spirit. It's about committing to the path of higher love, higher joy, higher peace, and higher prosperity. And I channel these amazing loving beings, the angelic realm, love, universal love, to support those that are committed to their path and would like the assistance that I offer. And so part of that purpose is to support the inner spirit awakening. And so if you go to the website, you can learn a lot about the types of events that I offer those that are ready and committed and would like my assistance to that. I offer online series. There's the series in MP3s and MP4s. There's beautiful inspirational products, including CDs, MP3s, and MP4s as a certified hypnotist that supports your inner spirit awakening. And there's beautiful high vibrational music. And it's just a way to really move more of your human ego control into a more relaxed way. It does its role, and so when you align it with your inner spirit and that becomes your primary focus, then your humanness becomes a lot more relaxed and you don't have that duality. You have more of a oneness and life becomes more enjoyable. And so the products support that. I have private sessions and also energy chakra alignments, and then of course the angel readings and the activation sessions. So for those that are committed to this and are interested in learning more about it, please go to the website, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X, dot com, /love. And you can scroll down to the first you want to click on the various tabs, and then you can scroll down, learn more about the different types of things that I offer. The next show is going to be on October 18th, and it's going to be at 11 o'clock, so you get to tune in and experience that beautiful October. We're in the number one in the year of nine. And so we have some closure going on and some new beginnings going on. And next month is the master number of 11, which helps to prepare us for next year, which is the year of one. And that's where new beginnings start to happen. And so we start off with doing a meditation. If you're new to the show, I would like to say welcome aboard and the love train, the angelic love train. And thank you for being here. And so we always like to start off with a meditation. I see if there's any channeled messages. And then we'll go into, with the time allotted, the readings. If you would like more specific information on the readings, you can look at the chat box because that kind of gives you a lot of information as well. And love questions are always appreciated. If you're interested in doing that, it's on the website. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and really kind of tune in to what's going on in this amazing month of number one, with the year of nine coming into it as well. And really feel in your heart as you silence your thoughts by allowing them to go on these beautiful imaginary clouds that just floats away and moves you into a place of being very present and in the moment. What your heart is feeling and that beautiful nurturing love, if you allow that nurturing to expand, it becomes even pampering. And if you allow it to expand even more, you allow the universal love to really just fill your whole entire heart up, to bring it to a more whole and complete place. The more we open up, the more we receive, and the more we receive, the more confident we become and more relaxed and more peaceful we become. So we have that opportunity to be able to really open up our heart, which is part of the process of, as I'm hearing to share, moving us into the new year. And you're relaxing your body and you're allowing the openness rather than having the ego try to have that instant gratification by trying to make things happen or force it to happen or control it. It just creates sometimes conflicts because of universal timing or lessons that are necessary before the fruition can come about. And of course, the good old having it to be in alignment with your inner spirit's purpose is also another factor that's necessary to take into play with regard to things that are coming about. And so as you allow your body to just relax and move into this receptivity of that nurturing that the universe has for you and the beautiful love, of pure, beautiful, unconditional love that the universe can provide for you, it allows your beingness, your human beingness, to become more connected to your inner spirit and feel nurtured by that and feel connected in a way that brings greater joy and greater peace. So if you tune in, I'd like you to just experience what that feels like inside. You notice that if you bring your breath deeper in, your body becomes more relaxed, which allows the opening and the receptivity for this beautiful love to come in an even deeper way than it has been before you breathe deeper, allowing yourself to really move all the way in and nurture that experience. And just feel what that feels like to really be in that place of oneness. As you're continuing to breathe, just notice if there's any thoughts that are active that can be more present in the moment. And so as we move into this new year, this is the closure of this last quarter, is the opportunity to start moving your new life into a greater way, into an opening, a more receptiveness of movement of that number one that we're in. If you're aligned and ready and willing and committed to getting yourself out of the way that of which is sabotaging or currently holding you back or anything else, lessons that are coming into completion, as you stay in gratitude and appreciation and really open up your heart to love, you start moving into this new space in a greater way. And the closure of this year becomes your secondary, and your primary becomes the new beginnings. And as you start to open up your heart to that receiving from the universe to bring it into your life, there's more of a playfulness, more of a playground on earth, even in the midst of all the transitions, all the transformation, all of the things that are going on in the world. There is this sense of trust and faith and confidence that things are coming into a place into your life that's definitely in alignment with your inner spirit. And it may look different, it may come across different, but your inner spirit in the universe actually knows exactly what's necessary and what's best. And that's what makes things a lot more peaceful and more joyful as you align with that knowing. So as you breathe in and just allow the human mind to settle down, if there's any active thoughts, by just becoming the observer of those thoughts and to really focus in on your heart and just breathe into that love and just know that nurturing is a wholeness that always comes from inside. The confidence becomes stronger because there's this sense of truth over the illusions that have been dictating your life. And allowing that breath to bring you very presently in the moment with this truth. Things start to become more and more organically physical, which brings this month and next month and even December into a more magical place for the new beginnings of next year. Allowing that breath to go even deeper into this sense of connection. And when you're ready, you can just become very present with where you're sitting, where your hands are resting and your feet are resting, and noticing your body, what's going on inside, what it feels. If there's any parts of your body that you would like to relax even further, breathe into that part and just embrace it with love, knowing that that part can become more relaxed and more at peace by embracing and breathing into it. And just slowly coming back into the room with your awareness of where your hands are resting and where your feet are resting and where your body's sitting or lying down. Noticing as your eyes remain closed, what's going on inside. Breathe into the earlier part of areas that would be more relaxed. Now breathe into those parts and really feel the love inside. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. And I always like to start off with giving people maybe a minute or two just to jot down any insights or any notes that they have with regard to the messages and the meditation. So allow yourself to just take a moment if you choose to write anything down, or if not, just stay present with what's coming through for you. And I'll be silent for a minute just to allow yourself to experience that. Okay, so I think I'm going to keep this beautiful music on just to keep the nurturing going. So if you're new to the show, and then we kind of explain how the show works just to kind of get you all acclimated and welcome aboard. I noticed we have some people that logged into the chat room. So our next show is going to be on October 18th at 11 o'clock. I'm so looking at the 18th going, oh my gosh, we're already in the middle of October the next time we connect. It goes pretty fast. And the show is about awakening your inner spirit for greater levels of love and joy and peace and really committing to living a life from that place of oneness. And the way I define that oneness is having that connection with a relationship with your inner spirit and universal love or God or however you define that pureness of the energies that brought you here in the first place. And the humanness becomes your partnering with your inner spirit. It doesn't become as active when there's a oneness. So there isn't that sense of duality that goes on. There's this sense of connecting from a place of truth rather than the duality, which encompasses sometimes the chaos and the confusion because the humanness is operating from its belief programs of limitations, fears, insecurities, or even in the prosperity of it knowing something that may not be serving your inner spirit, there's still some confusion around that. And your spirit knows the truth. And so when you're aligned with your inner spirit and you're coming from that vibration, you're dealing with energies that are at a higher frequency of love and prosperity. And that makes things a lot more enjoyable. And so as you start moving into that awakening, which is what this year is really all about. They had mentioned this at the beginning of last year. If you are part of the radio show or you're involved in what I offer, you become aware of this, and it got people really ready and prepared in their own awakening. So with the remainder of the collective consciousness of people that are still waking up, most people were able to ride above energetically and not get sucked into the vibrations as much because they had the tools to be able to know what to do and how to do it and thereby be able to strengthen their inner core in a greater way and not lose the foundation of what kept them there. Doesn't mean it's always easy. It's simple. Although when you have that awareness, things become a lot more instead of sitting in the pity pot for hours and months and sometimes years, you could fall into that vibration for minutes or even an hour and then know how to get out quicker depending upon what area is being awakened based on a lesson you're moving through. And that's what this show's about. In addition to the angel message, it's really committing to your own spiritual path and allowing that awakening to make your life more enjoyable, more peaceful, so that you don't look outside for things, you look inside for it, and the outside is the way you share it rather than the other way around. Avoiding to get something from the outside in order to share, it amplifies the frequency. And so the angel messages that I offer is a tool to help to support that process for you in the sense of moving your vibration to a greater place. And so that's one of the reasons why I do ask after we do the readings if you're interested in exploring getting involved. What I do is not for everybody. I do have a lot of integrity and do ask the spirit guides that I work with if I'm the appropriate person. So if you're interested in exploring it, again, the website is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com /love. And if you mention the radio show today, you get a product special. So, and I always let people know what that product special is once they decide to get involved. And so that's another little perk for you to have that incentive if what I offer resonates for you. So if you're interested in having the angel messages right now, the phone number is 347-996-5068. Again, that's 347-996-5068. So that I get through with as many people as I possibly can, there's two ways we do this. The readings are yes or no type questions. If you want to have more explicit, specific information, then I do ask people to make a donation on the radio show of any kind by going to the website, and then I can get more specific with you. Or you can have a private reading session on your own, and you can just book a session with me as well. So I ask that people stay in their heart and keep the question in a form of a yes-no answer, and then we go from there. Okay, so we're going to take the first caller, which is 415. Please have your question in the form of a yes-no answer, and then afterwards I'll just ask you if you're interested in exploring, you know, being part of what I offer, and if so, great, and if not, it's all great too. I always like to work with people that are interested. Okay, and do tell me your first name, please, and the state is probably what? That looks like San Francisco 415. I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm actually in New Jersey. My name is Jessica. Hi. And I just
heard
your announcement about the yes-no, but I'm for over 30 minutes. I didn't know that. I've never listened. Just do yes-no.
You never listened to the show before? Have you been on this show before?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Because your energy sounds familiar.
No. I mean, I guess I'll tell you what I was calling about, and then maybe we'll that way. But
I'm sorry, the connection's going in and out. Hello? Oh, well, her call dropped. Okay. Well, the number again is 347-996-5068. And we have 7 minutes. If you're interested in having a yes-no reading, please go ahead and give a call. If you want more specific information because of the number of people, today's pretty slow, but normally we have about 5 or 6 callers. And so I decided that it's easier for people that want to have more detailed information to make a donation. It's a way of giving back, and this way you can have the yes-no, so I can get to as many calls as I possibly can. So today being slow, I do want to stay with the integrity of the purpose of the show, which is the awakening of your inner spirit, and if that caller calls back, then I'll be able to answer a question, and if not, we'll just see if there's any questions in the chat box. Please feel free if you have any questions about the channeled message or any questions about the angelic realm and this year. You can go ahead and type them in to the chat box as well, and that'll help me to answer any questions that you may have. For those that have just logged in, our next show is October 18th at 11 o'clock. And I look forward to having the experience with you and awakening up your inner spirit. So if that caller doesn't call back, I bet you would call right back. So I think we're going to go into another meditation because we have only 5 more minutes. And I thank you for being in the show. So we'll go ahead and do a quick meditation and be able to relax and enjoy the moment. Okay, so as we do our final closure meditation, we could see what kind of messages that may come through for you. So as we take a deep breath and just allow your breath to bring you deep down inside, bringing your breath even beyond your stomach area, all the way down to the base of your feet. And just noticing where your breath is. And opening your heart to a deep sense of love inside, all the way in, letting the breath bring you to a beautiful place of nurturing. and bringing your mind to a place of gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation is one of the most beautiful ways of bringing your vibration to a place of love. It allows that nurturing to be amplified. Just feeling that nurturing all the way into your heart in the angelic realm and these beautiful, loving, pure, loving beings. Love and universal love all coming into this place of nurturing and pampering love, allowing it to bring you to a very peaceful place inside. And noticing with your breath, your heart becomes even more nurtured inside. Feeling that beauty of love inside. And taking three more deep, deep, deep breaths. And slowly coming back into the room, feeling your feet where they're resting, feeling your hands, feeling yourself where you're sitting, your breath going in and out, feeling very present in the moment. And when you're ready, you could slowly come back, keeping your eyes closed for just a moment. As we complete the show, saying thank you for being here and all the people on the chat box. Sometimes people just want to experience other than call in. That's always lovely as well. So I hope you enjoyed the show and wishing you lots of love. And I'll keep the music going for another minute before the show ends, so you can enjoy the beautiful energies of love. Peace and blessings.